I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I'm looking at r/I don't work here lady, and this one pretty incredible, unbelievable story in particular. Now if you've been to school, you'll probably know about sex education class, you know, where you get taught stuff by your teachers about the way that humans interact and work together. It can be pretty awkward at times. However, in this story, one parent decides that he is so unhappy with how the school running their sex ed class that he's going to set up another sex ed class, his own personal sex ed class for real men. Dad doesn't approve of school's sex ed class, so offers his own in competition with the school. My good friend works in administration at the high school, and she's had her share of stories over the years. But wow, is this one a roller coaster. The high school offers sex ed every year as part of the mandatory health credits. Families are free to opt their kids out of sex ed if they wish, but the kids still have to participate in the alternative health course offering. All of the students take the same introductory portion before splitting off into sex ed and those who have opted out. This initial section covers, among other things, the dynamics of a healthy relationship, including matters of consent. Right away, as in immediately after the first day, a father tried to remove his son from the class. It was explained to him that he couldn't opt out of this portion. He was furious, posting these long rants on the town Facebook page and on the school's parent portal, and I'm sure elsewhere, about how the class was political and we were shaming my son for being a man, and that it was up to the families to teach these private subjects so the school should stay out. He took issue with the lessons on habitually asking for consent, but also on the importance of discussing emotions freely, healthy division of labor between romantic partners, and avoiding sexual harassment. This is how this guy began to develop a following. Parents would say they disagreed with him on almost everything he was spouting, but that they were in agreement that it wasn't the school's place to teach kids about personal topics like relationships. This dad started camping outside of the building while his son's section of the class was being taught, and shouting his own theories and beliefs at kids as they walked into the building, even handing out a pamphlet he got off some junk websites. The school is set up as such so that it's easy to be on a public thoroughfare, but still within full view of a classroom, so we didn't have legal grounds to send him packing. His supporters would honk their horns or even occasionally stop by to bring him cold drinks and sandwiches. It was nuts. Then, one day, towards the end of the non-optional portion of the class, they had a police officer coming in to talk to everyone about how to report a sexual assault, know if you've been assaulted, and what to expect when you go to make your reports, etc. The officer's own daughter is a student at the high school, so he was extra protective of the whole group. When he saw this guy standing outside the building, shouting about how mutual consent is for the weak, he wasted no time shoving him off. This happened right outside of the main administrative building. The guy tried to argue, "I'm on public land, I have a right to be here and say whatever I want." And he started quoting some city ordinance, thinking he'd really gotten one over on the veteran police officer. Nope. He wasted no time informing him, "You are causing a disturbance. You can leave now, or I can remove you. You've got about 10 seconds to decide." The police officer watched him get into his car to be sure he actually left. And apparently, the guy made a few more smart comments to him about how the blacks are right. There's really no good cops left these days. Wow. But luckily, the officer didn't let any of those gross comments provoke him and just said, "Sir, everyone certainly has a right to hold their own opinions and express their views. But when and how you do it matters in the eyes of the law. You can't shout fire in a crowded theater. You can't contradict teachers outside of their classrooms at the school. Are you hearing me?" At first glance, the guy clearly wasn't hearing him, because he drove off without response. and that story in and of itself spread like wildfire around town. However, for everyone who pasted him as a laughingstock for making such a display, there was someone else who saw him as a hero fighting the system. And, it turns out, he was actually listening closer to the officer's warnings than any of us would have liked. The optional sex ed portion began the following week, and this fool had begun placing Facebook ads, not the paid kind, but just posting his own ads from his account, for his own sex ed class, because he can say whatever he wants in the appropriate setting, right? What sort of negligent, butt backwards, head in the sand kind of parent do you have to be to let your child leave school in the middle of the day to attend, as he dubbed it, sex ed for real men, inside a stranger's house, a private citizen unaffiliated with the school, is beyond me. But the group who'd begun to follow his whole campaign and support him online and such was all for it, and actually deliberately sent their kids to him. I can't believe there are actual parents and families supporting this weird man. I thought it was a joke at first, guys, but no. Parents are actually sending their kids to this man's house for sex ed for real men. What the heck? To be fair, he did advertise it as being totally non-sexual in nature, with his big driver being that those discussions should be left to the parents. And he was offering a class that covered traditional morals, values, and chivalry, promising to take us back to the good old days. He also had plenty of stuff about how his taxes paid the school's salary. So, if enough people made their preferences clear, the faculty would have to fall in line and stop disseminating harmful materials. As far as we knew, this guy had a job, so he must have taken considerable time off to make all of this happen. A significant chunk of the male students, about a fifth, withdrew in favour of sex ed for real men. Some satirically more so than seriously, but still, even one was too many in my book, regardless of reasoning. Yeah, I completely agree. One fifth of all men? What is going on here? Like, there's this crazy guy doing his thing. Why are people supporting him? It makes no sense to me. Where is this happening? That's what I want to know. Guys, actually, right now, comment down below, whereabouts in the world, and if you think it's in America, in which state do you think this is happening? I'll be interested to see your thoughts. My friends and I managed to get our hands on a copy of a portion of the syllabus that was leaked, and it covered things like the man's and woman's role in the relationship, what's appropriate after how many dates, rounding the bases, and some random survival skills training that was mixed in, as well as grouped under making yourself desirable. As this was going on, the guy sent taunting letters to the school faculty, letting them know how popular his class was and how great it was going, as though his son didn't still have to continue attending there, and he, the dad, didn't have an ongoing relationship with the faculty, plus at least one more kid who hasn't hit high school yet. Whenever he was on campus to watch his son in a game or just pick him up, he made a point of telling the faculty involved in health class what a better job he was doing of teaching than they ever did, and how he was saving the immoral world by righteously luring kids into his basement during school hours. I mean, that is genuinely what's going on here. It's a bit concerning, isn't it? I just feel for the son here. Your dad is doing the maddest thing I've ever heard, and you've just got to deal with it and still try and go to school, I guess, and not get picked on. That's going to be tough.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
By the end of the semester, which just wrapped up, he was genuinely expecting some sort of white flag from the high school side. When they called him in for a meeting, he was all set to gloat, and even, charitably, or so he thought, conceded that the people at school were just doing their jobs, and couldn't help that he was better at teaching than they were because he was working with fewer bureaucratic restrictions. The faculty patiently listened to this as he wouldn't let them get a word in edgewise, before finally informing him that his son would need to take summer school, because while sex ed was optional, the alternative on-campus course was required in its place. This man was somehow shocked to learn that his son couldn't just be pulled out of school midday every week for months. The school explained they'd sent letters home and called, but never heard back from him, which is why they were having this meeting, which was a fiasco to schedule in and of itself. Everyone is guessing he just didn't open any letters from the school and didn't bother listening to their messages. So he started talking about how his son had taken a health class and he had a right to teach his own son if he preferred, and on and on. They replied that if he wanted to homeschool his son, he was free to do so. However, he'd have to unenroll him from public school and register his son as a homeschooler. He could not switch between his own lessons and public school on a whim. He was enraged by this and felt wholly entitled to circumvent state regulations and even federal procedures in order to, well, basically do whatever he wanted. So he said his son would just fail health and that he took it as a badge of honor. The school said that was his prerogative. However, in that case, his son would not be promoted to the next grade level, as it was a required credit. This really blustered him, and he left. Then, after a few days of thinking about it, he informed the school, in writing, that he would be unenrolling his son and registering him somewhere else. The school cheerfully informed him that that would be fine, but he couldn't enroll him as matriculating into the coming grade, because they could not certify his passing until he completed all required credits for his current year. A logistical note, the other students in Sex Ed for Real Men were not facing summer school, because their health class was scheduled at a separate time, so they took it in addition to the credit bearing in school alternative. Those in the same period block as his son just didn't take this random guy's class, or withdrew to return to school after receiving the first notice home. So now, unfortunately, his son is bearing the weight of his entitled parents' poor choices, but not alone. Busing is significantly decreased during summer school, so from what I understand, his father will have to wake up early every day to drive him in. And there we go, guys. That is gotta be up there with one of the most original, weirdest stories I've ever read. Like, don't get me wrong, parents do weird things. This is a very, very weird thing. I mean, this is an extreme. The weirdest thing for me about this story, though, was that other students and other parents were actually backing this random guy. Like, I'm sorry, but if that happened at my school, you would get no support from any of the parents. All the other parents, all the teachers, the school would just shut it down immediately. It just wouldn't be allowed to happen. So I don't understand why other students and other parents were like supporting this random guy on his quest to make a sex ed course for real men, whatever that means. To be honest, I would love to go and see one of these classes and just understand what exactly is going on in this man's basement. Bit weird, but hey, I would love to know, because honestly, Sex Ed for Real Men, you could not, you know, have a more interesting title for a new course. I just want to know what was happening, man. I really do. What was the stat, though? It was 1 in 5 kids were going to his course over the actual sex ed class that is taught by a legal school. Are they dumb? Again, as I said during the video, please comment down below, where do you think this was happening? I don't want to make a guess in fear of being called a racist. So I won't. I mean, it's not racist. I would just say Southern America. Apologies to any of you from there. I know actually a large proportion of people watching right now are from there. So don't hate me. There are lots of bad things about my area as well. That's just my initial gut. Please tell me if I'm definitely wrong. Again, one of the weirdest stories. I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed it, because it was a very good story, very original, but strange. Strange that this sort of thing goes on in the world. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/I Don't Work Here Lady. Only one story for you today in this video, but there's some more on screen if you want. And we can all agree that that story surely is a top tier story. I mean, that was up there for me. Drop a like if you enjoyed it and you want, you know, more longer stories, more detailed stories, more crazy stories like this. And yeah, I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new video. Take care, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.